This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, that came on us really, really fast. It is one day before Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. 1 hour, really. I consider Ask Dr. Jesse Friday just to begin the second this show ends. Remember, ask me anything. I might just read it on the air tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com can be about anything. Does not have to be political. Anything at all. Well, speaking of, the guy asked why I don't support the death penalty for these people and things like that. And I offered my explanation, but the CDC today, they made it official that kids are on the list for COVID vaccinations. What does that mean? You know, the measles and mumps and all those other vaccinations you have to get into a lot of schools. It means now your state has the option of forcing that one on your child. Now, I'm going to play you a little something. I want you to listen well, okay? Just listen.
Are you seeing this in your patients as well?
Yeah, so Kira, good afternoon. We are seeing this rise in reported RSV cases in our hospital across the region. And this is unusual. You know, we wouldn't see this level until midwinter, and we're seeing kids getting sicker and needing to be admitted to the hospital, and hospitals around the region are getting overwhelmed. And
okay, plus this.
It is my duty and responsibility as a consultant cardiologist and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients, and members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has likely played a significant role or been a primary cause of unexpected cardiac arrests, heart attacks, strokes, cardiac arrhythmias, and heart failure since 2021, until proven otherwise.
I think I want a British accent, Chris. What, Chris? Cheerio! What? I think I could do it. What? Australia? That's Australian? Australia? I can already do Australian. G'day, mate. What? That's pretty good. Isn't it? See, you don't know that I'm a cunning linguist, Chris. You should know by now because of all the Spanish I've been oblong on the show. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Focus, Chris. If you live in the blue state and you've heard me tell you 1,000 times to move, and you've said, Jesse, I don't want to. Jesse, it's too inconvenient. Jesse, okay, I understand. I, as someone who's moved across the country several times, I get it. Believe me, I know. I've never told you to do something I haven't done myself. Do you have kids? You know that your blue state is going to quickly move to make this a requirement, right? As part of the Democrat big pharma cabal. You see, part of the reason there's still a military vaccine requirement is there's a big cabal where they're all in it together. The public health officials, Democratic Party, big pharma, and they need you to keep buying, keep making big, big money for these big pharma companies. They see the outright rejection of the optional vaccines. Well, that's fine. All you need is to find yourself enough blue states to require it for the children. Now, of course, maybe you're saying to yourself, Jesse, that's evil. This isn't even dangerous to kids. They're going to murder a bunch of kids. Why would they do that? Well, yeah, these people are evil. You're dealing with sociopaths and demons and such. Yeah, we know they're evil. It's time to get past that. Accept that. If you're a parent listening to the sound of my voice in a blue state, I hope you're ready to homeschool, which, I mean, frankly, is the greatest thing you can do anyway, but I hope you're ready to homeschool. Maybe find a private school that's exempted. Because if you're a parent listening to the sound of my voice and your child is in government schools right now, your child is going to have to hold up evidence that he or she took the old heart attack shot before he can go back to fourth grade next year. Now, let me ask you one more time. Can you move? Or is it too inconvenient? Hey, it's your kid. Ain't my kid. Just asking. Dear Pink Flower, what gives? Oh, this is not nice. What gives? You get one nationally syndicated radio show, and you go from a battle-hardened Marine to a bougie elite who's softer than what's coming out of your allegedly head. Well, you know what? That's not nice. Vacations in Nantucket. It wasn't a vacation. I was finishing the book. $75 tequila. Now you're going to get your son his own midlife crisis car. I bet you don't even eat at Red Lobster anymore. He said, all jokes aside, I think a good middle ground for your son's car. Tell him whatever he earns, the two of you will match. Make him work hard for it. Oh, we're obviously going to make him pay a significant portion of his first car. We've always believed that. And it's not going to be a nice car, right? The kid's not getting a new car or something like that. It's not what I want. All I was saying was I've always had this desire for my sons, both of them, to go through what I went through because I think it was healthy. No. You bust your butt and save up and then enjoy that crappy car because that's all you could save up money for that breaks down and it sucks. And then eventually you get to the point where you think, well, I do want him to have airbags. I mean, they are idiots. I know he's an idiot. I want him to have airbags and I want him to have all that 5-star safety rating stuff. But at the same time, here's my concern, Chris. I don't want the car to be something chicks like. Because I think parents handicap. No, hear me out. I think parents handicap their sons when they get them cars chicks like. Your son needs to learn how to talk to dimes without a fancy car there behind him, without anything else. You make her laugh. You sweep her off her feet. You get her twizzling her hair and her finger there with just your words, pal. You figure out how to talk to the ladies because you're going to have to find yourself a dime who will marry you and have your babies one day. What, Chris? See, that's what I'm thinking. Chris said get him an early 2000s car. I don't want it sexy, though, right? So I'm thinking, I don't know. When I was a kid, maybe this has all changed, Hondas and Toyotas, much as you don't want to buy a foreign car, but our American manufacturing companies suck now too. Anyway, Hondas and Toyotas had the reputation of lasting forever. So I actually had a 1983 Honda Accord hatchback. I had a Toyota Camry that was just, it was always the new crappy car. And it certainly was not sexy, but the gas mileage was great. There were airbags on it. That's definitely what I'm thinking. So I don't know whether the reason I brought that up is I don't know whether that's still the way to go. If I should be looking at a 2000 Honda Accord or something, whatever's safe, but ugly. Forget not sexy. I want ugly. I want him driving up in like a poop brown Volvo from 30 years ago or something. What, Chris? Oh, I will paint the car. I already have so much fun embarrassing my kids. It's just too much. It's the temptation's too much for me. I have to embarrass them. So I'm definitely going to embarrass them when it comes to the car and everything else. Why? It entertains me. It's not that it's good for them or anything, although it is. It entertains me. All right, moving on. Breaking news as of 1 minute ago. You didn't think that kind of journalism was just going to fly under the radar on this show.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
This is from notthebee.com. Elon Musk plans to lay off 75% of current Twitter employees. I don't expect you to care about Elon Musk or Twitter. Maybe you do. That doesn't matter. But this is an excellent lesson. Maybe for you, definitely for the GOP, for your football coach, for your everything. If you want to change cultures, it has to be drastic and painful. I still hear this all the time. It just floors me from these clowns on the right all over the place. The great men and women of the FBI. There are so many great men and women at the FBI. Buddy, if you think we can walk into the Cheka and fire a few guys in management and fix what's wrong, you're so stupid you should be institutionalized. If you want to actually change it, it should just be disbanded completely. If you want to change it, you walk in the door day one and say, oh, nice. I see there's 100 people in your department. That number is going to be 5 by tomorrow. I'll have a list on my desk. Goodbye. That's how that's done. What does that mean? Well, did you think uprooting communism out of this government was going to be nice or painless or polite? Oh, what's going to take mean? That is how you change cultures, wholesale changes. You know what? You know what we need to do? We need to sign Elon up because he's going to need it. Hear me out, Chris. Honorary subscription to Chalk for Elon Musk. He's going to need a 20% increase in his testosterone in 90 days, Chris. If you're going to go in there and fire, because think about this, you're firing 75% of the employees. They're all going to run right to the media and pen stories about why he's the Antichrist and everything else. Better buck up, Elon. Hey, call me. Chalk, if you go to chalk.com, use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the lifetime of your subscription. Don't worry, Elon. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, you don't have an excuse either. They have a female vitality stack. They have lip powder. They have a huge selection of natural herbal supplements. That's just the stuff I take, so that's what I tell you about. chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off forever for the lifetime of the subscription. chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, I forgot I'm going British accent now. Bloody hell. It's the what, Chris? It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, mate. What, Chris? On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am.
Buenas tardes.
In Congressional District 27 in Florida, where I live, Maria Elvira Salazar, or Tadeo. I'm assuming Tadeo is a Democrat, and Salazar is, well, this is Maria.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
We have to keep Salazar in Congress. What, are you kidding me? We can't reject that. We need her there forever. I know what you're asking me. I get these emails a lot, especially now. It's obviously election season, general election season. And Jesse, my Republican candidate sucks. Do I vote for him? Jesse, my Republican candidate sucks. Do I vote for him? And to be honest, there's a great argument to be made each way. Do you vote for him? If you vote for them, what are you getting? What you're going to get is somebody who's not as bad as the full-blown communist. There's no question about that. That's the justification for voting for him. Chris just pointed out you can at least sometimes reason with a Republican. You can't ever reason with a Democrat. Okay? That is fair, and I will be frank with you. I'm always honest with you. That's my justification for why I do it. I believe in getting knee-deep involved in primaries, having wars in primaries, winning the primary with the right person. However, once the primary is over, I have no choice but to pick the lesser of two evils. That's how I do it. However, I have heard this argument before, and it's not a stupid argument. I'm not judging you. I've heard the argument of, if you keep rewarding the Republicans for nominating a weapons-grade loser, they'll keep nominating weapons-grade losers. I mean, that's why we got Mitt Romney. Because they knew he was a big wuss, but they also knew, what would you do? What would I do? I'm not pointing fingers. I did it too. Well, I mean, he's the best we got. I guess we got to go out there. They know the Republican establishment. They know they can keep spitting in our faces, and we'll keep supporting them anyway because they don't suck quite as bad as the Democrats do. They know that. They've known that for a long time. How do you break that cycle? Start withholding your vote at all. I get that argument completely. I sometimes, like at the beginning of the show, I sometimes get mad enough that I'm tempted to sign on for it. But I'm trying, like I said, I've said this 1,000 times. I view our window to save this country as being very narrow. Maybe closed completely, but I choose to have some hope and I choose to see a little bit of fresh air through there. I think you're just, you're calling it a day if you choose to go ahead and go vote Democrat or abstain from voting. What, Chris? Chris said, how hard is it to flip a seat? Don't give it to him. Well, that's another good argument when it comes to Congress. It's actually not that hard to flip a seat once it's a freshman. Now, the statistics say once you're there for 2 terms, once you get your second term, it gets harder. 3 terms, virtually impossible. If you're going to get them, you got to get them after they're freshmen. Otherwise, they're there forever, absolutely forever. It's like the Joe Biden model when he visits a high school. You got to get them when they're freshmen. But what, Chris, is that? It's fine. We can make jokes. Dear lead singer of Delinquent Chiantism Museum, whatever that is, as a world-famous author and now lead singer of your own band, when can we expect your first concert? And when can we expect the book release? Look, I can't speak to the concert yet. We're still working on the first song as a band. What, Chris? No, we can't put the concert on in Israel. Chris, our band is going to be way too edgy. We can't go over there and offend the people in the Holy Land, right? It's going to be edgy. I'm going to be shirtless with leather pants. I've already decided I'm going leather pants, although I'm worried about the binding. Anyway, I'm going leather pants, shirtless. I'm going to sound like Robert Plant. Ah! I mean, that's basically what Robert. Chris, did you just say who is Robert Plant to me? Please tell me I heard that wrong in my ear. You said that you didn't mean that, right? Who is Robert Plant? Okay. You know how tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday? And how you're emailing me your questions right now, whatever you want, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know that, right? You should also be reminded that all the emails you send me, I don't get them. I'm not checking all those freaking emails. Chris gets them, and Chris prints them all out for me, and he hands them to me. So on top of your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, if you would like to inform Chris who Robert freaking Plant is, that would be okay. Who was Robert Plant? What's wrong with you? How did you get a job in radio to begin with? Where did I get you from? Were you a homeless person who wandered into the radio the first day and it just kind of stuck? You don't know who Robert Plant is? Gosh, you suck. All right, we're going to get to attorneys general. That's so stupid. And the missing reporter? Okay. Remember, 10 minutes. Sometimes putting your money where your morals are is difficult. Sometimes it's actually really easy and there's no excuse. If you're looking for a bank, okay, that's difficult. If you still have Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you really have no excuse. You can keep your phone. You can keep your phone number. You can get a new phone number. They have everything you need. Your bill gets cut in half, at least mine did. Average family saves $1,000 a year. You're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. Oh, and did I mention they have your values? Their values are your values. They're never going to dump on you or your country. And it takes less than 10 minutes. So again, let me ask, why haven't you switched to PureTalk? From your cell phone right now. Less than 10 minutes. Be back before the break's over. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's how you switch. It's cake. You even talk to someone who speaks English and is nice. #250, say Jesse Kelly. 65, I was 17. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and no, I don't do road trips, Chris. And let me tell you why I don't do road trips. Because I grew up in a better America, a different America, where your family would scar you for life during road trips. Did I ever told you this? No, I'll get to the ABC news reporter disappearing in a moment. So here's a little story about me. You know how much I love me. I mean, what's better than me? Born in Ohio. My dad is, we're in a construction family. His dad was before him, then he was. We're in a construction family. Dad decides I don't want to live here anymore. It was a really polluted area. It was right down on the Ohio River. I was actually born in Steubenville, Ohio, but lived in Toronto, Ohio. Not Toronto, Ontario. Toronto, Ohio. A tiny little place. Great little pizza joint, from what I understand, is still there, Chris, called Iggy's Pizza. No, hear me out. You've never had this before? Pizza. It's more of a thick crust, even though I'm a thin crust guy, but kind of a thicker crust. Not gross deep dish, but thick crust. And the pizza's all done. But when they pull the pizza out of the oven, they take cheese, the shredded cheese, and drop more shredded cheese cold on top of it. So it is extra cheese, but it kind of half melts, but half doesn't, and creates a good Iggy's, man, legit. Anyway, Toronto, Ohio. And he decided he wanted to pack up the whole family and we wanted to move out west. There wasn't a destination. It was out west. Well, this is all the older people are gonna say, oh yeah, I remember, and all the younger kids are gonna roll their eyes, saying, oh, okay, grandpa. But let me explain. This was pre-cell phone era. Cell phones did not exist. So, kids, you know what we had to do? We had a little booklet. I believe it was from AAA. I'm almost positive it was from AAA. I can still picture it. My sister will text me after the show and tell me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure it was AAA. We had a little booklet. What was in this booklet? Tell me this wasn't crazy. Hold on, pause. One, we had a big atlas. What's an atlas, kids? Well, the phone's not there. There are no more directions. There's no more navigation. Set that aside. You had, think of it like a magazine, only it was bigger. We had a huge atlas, and it had every single state in there. And I won't say all the roads, but most of the roads in the state. So if you're driving, like I'm in Houston, Texas right now. Let's say I'm going to drive to Miami. There's no phone. You have to get your atlas out. It always paid to ride with someone. You have to get your atlas out and you figure out, okay, we have to get over to Highway 10, but then we're going to have to get to Highway this, and we have to make sure, hey, don't miss the exit. You had to pay attention to the road signs. Don't miss the exit for this, because that's going to put us, that's how you drove. But it was more than that. Remember, there's no cell phones. All right. Well, if you're driving across the country, what do? We had this booklet, this AAA booklet. It had in it the various, I won't say major because there were a bunch of tiny towns, the various towns in various cities in all 50 states. It had hotel options in these places. And so what you would do is when you were road tripping as a family, when you got to a gas station to fill up or something like that, you would have to thumb through, okay, where are we staying tonight? We're staying in Indianapolis. You would have to go to the Indianapolis. See, Chris is shaking his head at like this foreign world. This is just how normal people live. You had to flip to the Indianapolis section in the AAA book and go down, okay, well, they got a Best Western. Now, we didn't have any money, so we always stayed at Motel 6s for the most part because they were cheap. I'm assuming they still are cheap. I don't know, but we were always looking for a Motel 6 or a Best Western or something like that. That would have us, and you had to get on a payphone, and you just go up to the payphone. You'd have to go in the gas station, get some change, although you kept loose change more often back then in case you had to make a call. But you would go to gas stations, you go in, grab some change, and you go out to the payphone, and you'd have to make a couple phone calls. Oh, you do have a room for me today? Okay, I need to reserve a room. And then you know, okay, kids, we're 200 miles away from the room. Well, All that was in and of itself an adventure. But then wrap your mind around, there's no mobile devices. There's no phones. So if you're riding in your car, you have to find ways to entertain yourself. And I've always believed this is healthy. So now I will purposely put my boys in boring situations. Like I won't stress when the boys are bored. And they have cell phones for safety reasons, but all the time I'll just take them away and go stash them in a drawer. No phones, no screens, no nothing. Well, we kick them out of the house all the time, but just go be bored. Go learn how to be bored. Go learn how to make yourself. So if you're traveling down the road back then, we would do things like we'd play the license plate game, where the first person to see a license plate from all 50 states won. And it was challenging. You know, you'd always get a bunch from California because it's so big, and whatever state you were in. You'd play the alphabet game when it came to the signs. You probably have never heard of this, Chris. You ever heard of the TV show ALF? Anybody who's old enough will know ALF. Well, ALF, he was a stupid furry animal. It was a good TV show when I was a kid. Back when TV shows actually taught values and weren't trying to tell your son he's gay. It was just a family value show. But they had ALF cards. And what they were is they were state cards. And it had information from all 50 states on it. The state bird, state capital, state everything. And we would go through ALF cards actually getting ourselves more intelligent as we crossed the country. But also, it's not the internet age where you email in your resume ahead of time and things like that. Now, there were fax machines and companies would put out wanted ads in national newspapers and you could fax them resumes. So you weren't going in totally blind. But this was all a long way of saying as we were road tripping from Ohio out west to find out where we were going to live, this was not a one-time thing. This was several times the Kellys would load up in the car and drive across the country and go look for work. Like when I tell you to move, this is how I've lived my life. And I've lived my adult life this way too, from about California to Arizona, at Montana, DC, Dallas, is how I've lived my life. And my old man would go in for these interviews and see what they offered. And we were looking in places like Idaho and Colorado because he really wanted to live out west, and Wyoming, and ended up in Bozeman, Montana. That was a long way to answer your question, Chris. Do I road trip? No. I don't road trip. Okay. I'm never going through that again. That's one. Two, road tripping is not pleasant when you're 6'8". It's not pleasant at all. It doesn't matter what you're in. It's not pleasant. When I moved to DC for a year, speaking of road trips, I've told you this story before. One thing I didn't realize about living in a big city, in a city like DC, is how small the roads are, how narrow the roads are. I just didn't have experience with that. And I had a pickup truck. I would drive. We lived in Northern Virginia, and I would drive 11 miles to the office working in downtown DC. There were many days I couldn't find a place to park my truck. It was just too big. The roads are narrow. It was crazy. And we were running out of money. I've told you before, I took that job, 75 grand a year, but I didn't take cost of living didn't take it into effect. We couldn't pay the bills. So I had to trade in my car for a little Honda Civic. You fold yourself into a Honda Civic and then spend even an hour and a half in traffic, and that's what it was some days. I would get out, and I would hurt. Right, my right side would hurt. Your left foot hurts. No, Chris, I don't road trip anymore. Road tripping? No, Chris, I do not road trip. I will not be road tripping at all. Unless I can have like some sweet van or something. No, a bus. A tour bus for the band. That's what we need, Chris. We need a Deleterious Consequences band for when we go on tour. Gosh, that's sweet. I can't believe I just figured that out. All right, we have to get to headlines I didn't get to. Apparently Taco Bell sliced up a school bus. I'm not even kidding about that. We'll get to that in a moment. First, let's get to the fact you keep getting a crappy night's sleep and you don't have to. People think quality bedding has to be expensive, and I would argue to you, 20 years ago, I would say that's probably the case, because I've always been on the lookout for quality bedding. So yeah, used to be expensive. No more. Not because of MyPillow. MyPillow puts out the highest quality of everything. They're more than just the pillows. Everyone knows about the pillow and the slippers and the pajamas. Gosh, the wife won't take the pajamas off. She loves the pajamas. The sheets, man. The sheets make all the difference in the world. Remember, that's the part touching your skin. A third of your life you're going to spend with your sheets. Did you care enough to buy good ones? Giza Dream Sheets right now are 60% off. 60. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo Jesse. 60% off Giza Dream Sheets. Go get a couple sets while they're cheap. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and now we are only one precious segment away from the greatest day of the week, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I don't know why you roll your eyes, Chris. We're out here changing people's lives, all right? You can email me your questions. They'll go to Chris. If you want to tell him who Robert Plant is before you give me your question, that's fine too. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I get to headlines and stuff, I do want to play this again. This China social credit system. Man alive, just listen to this and know this is exactly what they want here.
Everywhere she goes, Ouyang Haoyu is followed. What she buys, how she behaves.
By the way, that woman totally changed her name to Ouyang. We see you, lady. We see you.
Everywhere she goes, Ouyang Haoyu is followed. What she buys, how she behaves, is tracked and scored to show how responsible and trustworthy she is. It's called the social credit system, and in one version now being tested, a person's reputation is scored on a scale of 350 to 950. And Haoyu, with a good score of 752, is okay with it. In fact, most people are.
It's a mechanism like push.
Just pause on this real quickly. I love our pathetic communist propagandists in the media. Haoyu is okay with it. Actually, most people are. She's a citizen in communist China. Do you think she's free to come out and say she's not okay with it? Do you think she's free to come out and say, this is communist crap? I reject this tyranny. Our government sucks. She'll be in a dungeon getting her fingernails pulled out in about 15 minutes. But of course, our media, I can't believe how okay with it she was.
She's you to become a better citizen.
It's big data meets big brother, expanding how the government monitors, understands, and ultimately controls its 1.4 billion citizens. Thanks to advances in artificial intelligence and facial recognition, and a web of more than 200 million surveillance cameras.
Are people bothered by privacy concerns?
We think a lot of camera keep the safety is really good. We can accept it.
Companies are experimenting with the algorithms to help the government create the new national social credit system. The government also has pilot projects. In one, citizens are required to do hours of unpaid work to get benefits. And scores are...
Hours of unpaid work? That's what we have the government for.
...docked for things like littering, a messy yard, gossip, even jaywalking.
Hold on. If they're going to be fined for gossip, how are women going to survive?
Video of offenders is shown on the local news. And information collectors like Zhou Aini are paid to report on their neighbors. Her quota, 10 entries a month.
I'm just glad that can't happen here, reporting on your neighbors. You might want to go ahead and reference St. Louis when the hotline information got opened up and we found out all those American citizens who were happily reporting on friends, coworkers, and family members for working during COVID. Here's a little reminder as you hear about this lady and her quota for reporting on people. That cousin of yours, mother, wife, husband, brother, coworker, best friend, who turned into a nutball during COVID, that's the human being who's going to turn you into the feds. You know that, right?
Like the man who carried a drunk person home. A good deed, she says. Good social credit gets rewarded with perks like cheap loans.
See, I'll be out there helping people with their credit score, Chris.
And travel deals. But a bad score means public shame and worse. Huang Huijun lost a court case and didn't pay. Now he's on a government blacklist. I can't buy airplane or train tickets, he says, and the list goes on. Being discredited makes it hard to get a job or put kids in top schools. The social credit system will go nationwide next year, and few here are willing to criticize it, something that may pose a risk itself for a bad score and the life that comes with it.
Coming soon. Now you tell me how committed we should be to stopping something like that. Which brings me to the oddest freaking story in the world. James Gordon Meek, ABC News reporter, he's an investigative journalist, right? He was slated to release a book through the publisher Simon & Schuster that talked about the evacuation of Afghanis. It was about a Green Beret helped evacuate Afghanis. The FBI raided his home. In April, they raided his home. He hasn't been seen since. No one knows where this person is. They said he, quote, fell off the face of the earth. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know whether he's hiding in a cabin in the woods because he's embarrassed. I don't know whether the FBI has him locked in a dungeon somewhere. But I do know this. This is one of the reasons why you have to trust your institutions. What was the first thing that came to your mind? You know what it was. Same thing that came to mind. All right. Remember, the weekend is almost here. Before we get to headlines, the weekend's almost here. I owe you 10 minutes. 10 minutes of practice with my Mantis X system. Monday, when Monday comes, Medal of Honor Monday, and we sit down and do the show, I will be better with my weapon than I am now. My Mantis X attaches to my weapon. I dry fire practice in the comfort of my home. They're putting me through drills, giving me feedback, making me better. It doesn't take long to watch yourself get better. Get one. Be ready. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Get one today.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
19 attorneys general announce investigation into six Wall Street firms over ESG investing. I still hate that term, attorneys general. It's stupid. And my community college education rejects it. It's been 2 years since 51 intelligence agents interfered within an election. They still won't apologize. Why would they apologize when they are fully committed to the Democratic Party? They're not fully committed to the truth. They're spies. AOC has got to go. Protesters humiliate AOC in her own district. Reminder, the greatest thing about communism is how many communists communism has crushed. School bus sliced in half by a Taco Bell sign in Pennsylvania. Don't worry. Nobody got hurt in the whole thing. You know what they did get, though? A sweet freaking story. How jealous are you of those kids? That's a sweet story. Oh, they'll get over the PTSD. Massachusetts woman charged with sending a bee swarm on deputies at an eviction. I'm not going to lie, that's kind of brilliant. Anti-cop Seattle ice cream shop calls 911 after a burglary. I have no issue with that. My issue is, did the cops show up? It's time to start treating these communists as they deserve. The next time a group of climate communists glue themselves to something, leave them there. No food, no water, no bathroom. We'll come get you about day three when you're about dead of dehydration. We'll see if the next group does it again. That's how it's done. And tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Don't wait. Email me now. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.